More than 160,000 official public comments have been received by the EPA regarding their proposed restrictions on the controversial Pebble Mine. But it's expected that once the final numbers are tallied, there will be hundreds of thousands of comments, both pro and con. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The deadline to submit comments on the EPA's proposed 404C action in Bristol Bay was Friday night. Eventually, all the comments will be available to read online, but that could take some time. At last count, the EPA had received over 160,000 comments, but that number is expected to be much higher once everything is received and counted. The organization Earthworks estimates the EPA has received about 700,000 comments in support of the proposed 404C action. Tim Bristol is the Alaska Program Director for Trout Unlimited, which has been one of the organizations that spent years lobbying for protections for Bristol Bay from the proposed Pebble Mine.
We've been overwhelmed by the number of positive comments that we've seen so far, particularly in the thing we're able to keep the best track of at this point. And, you know, we don't have definitive numbers, certainly, but the participation by Alaskans is clearly much larger this time around than previous comment periods. And so that's pretty exciting.
Now that the public comment period has come and gone, the next step in the process will be for the EPA to review the comments and for the administrator of Region 10 to either withdraw the proposed determination or put together a recommended determination. Initially, the regional administrator had 30 days to take either action, but last Thursday, the EPA issued a statement noting the agency believes that more time is necessary to adequately review and consider the thousands of comments received. To that end, the EPA has extended the time frame until no later than February the 4th of next year. The EPA's use of its 404C power before the start of the formal permitting process has drawn a lot of criticism in recent months. Rebecca Logan is the general manager for the Alaska Support Industry Alliance, which is made up of businesses, organizations, and individuals that serve the oil and gas and mining industries in Alaska. Logan confirms the alliance opposes the EPA's proposed 404C action and supports the Pebble Limited Partnership being allowed to move into the established NEPA permitting process. She also raises concerns that the EPA's action could be used to stop other resource development projects.
Now we're seeing it in two other states, people trying it there. And so, you know, they wouldn't be trying that if they didn't think other groups wouldn't be trying to do the exact same thing in other states to stop resource development if we didn't have what was happening here in Alaska happening. So I do think it's much broader.
It will likely take several weeks for the exact number of public comments to be tallied. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.